The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay. All right. So yesterday we did the first halacha and we started analyzing it, but did not finish. So let's review what we did yesterday. And then I got a couple more steps. Chayavim anu, this is in Masna's name, Yud Aleph. Chayavim anu lihizar b'mitzvos tzedakah, yeser mikol mitzvos tzaseh. We are obligated to be careful with mitzvos tzedakah more than all the other mitzvos tzaseh. She'at tzedakah simon l'tzadiki zera Avraham Avinu. Because tzedakah is a sign of the righteous offspring of Avraham Avinu. As it says, ki yadati l'man asher yitzaveh es banav es beso achrav v'shamru derech ad Hashem la'asos tzedakah mishpat l'man havi ad Hashem al Avraham eis asher diber alav. Because it says that for I have known him, which means I was mashgiach on him, on Avraham, that's Hashem talking, in order that he command his children and his household after him and keep the path of Hashem, the way of Hashem, to do tzedakah and mishpat, in order to, that Hashem will bring upon Avraham that which he spoke about him. So that's clause number one. Number two, being kisa Yisrael, miskonin v'das emes omedes el b'tzedakah. The throne of Israel and Throne of Israel is not established, and the true religion does not stand except through tzedakah. Shneimar says, "Tzedakah tikonani." Through tzedakah, you are established. And that's number two. And then number three, "V'ein Yisrael nigalin ela b'zechus hatzedakah." Israel is only redeemed through the zechus of tzedakah. Shneimar, "Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh." V'shaveh b'tzedakah. Tzion will be redeemed through justice, and its returnees through tzedakah. So, help me reconstruct what we said yesterday. I'll tell you what I remember. So we said, what does it mean that it's a siman of the tzaddiki zera Avraham? So we said that there's basically two kinds of mitzvos in the Torah. There are mitzvos that are, so to speak, chidushim of the Torah, that are like sukkah or like tefillin, which or lulav was the example yesterday, that that are there to serve the values that Avraham stood for, but they are not intrinsically like they're not intrinsically stemming from those values. Whereas there are other mitzvot like tzedakah, where it is a value of Avraham Avinu per se, just in mitzvah form. So that's what it means that it's a siman for tzaddikei zera Avraham, that if you see someone if you see someone who is zahir in mitzvah tzedakah, then a Jew, then that is stemming from the fact that those values from Avraham made their way down through this person. And you see them not being careful with it, which I think he's going to call out later on in a different halacha, then that's like a, then you actually call into suspect his yichus. Okay, which he hasn't said yet. Okay, fine. So that's what we said for that. And we raised the question of how can he say that you should be careful with this more than other mitzvahs to say. And you said, Chaim, that what about Talmud Torah? That's connected to Kol Mitzvos. So just now, like the second, I didn't even look at it. I just saw it in the Kafach. There is a statement in the Gemara, which Kafach says is the source of the Rambam's thing, that says, "Vamar Rav Asi Shkula Tzedakah connected Kol Mitzvos." Okay, Shneamar V'Hamad V'Hamidenu Alav Mitzvos V'Chule Hamadenu Aleno. Yeah, Mitzvos. We're going to Mitzvah Inksiv Ella Kan El Mitzvos. What's the is there a Rashi on this? Again, I just saw this like literally right as you were walking down the stairs. So I don't know. But it is interesting. The Rambam does not bring that down. Let's look at Keneged. Keneged. Yeah, let's see if just here he says, Mitzvah tzedakah gedola adam od, ein lecha mitzvah saseh ruya lihizdaris ba yosar mimena. Okay, similar lashon. Lihizdaris ba makes a lot more sense to me because that's lashon aseh. You should be zaris in it, not be careful with it. Be careful seems to be more with the los aseh, even though I know we just saw with the Chanukah, near Chanukah, whatever. V'hu simin lezer avram, shemar bo ki yadati v'man shere yitav espanav espeso avram v'shamu derech Hashem, lasa tzedakah mishpat v'kulei, derecha ara amru sheshkula hi k'neged kol mitzvos. So they said derech ha'ara, like as an idea, that this is equal to all the other mitzvot. Shneimar v'ham, I gotta look at how you read this pasuk. Copy and paste and search and find. Okay, Nehemiah. Okay, now wouldn't you guess that? The he'emadnu aleinu mitzvos. That's a weird one. Let me just look at the translation to get the ha'amadenu. I'm not familiar with that, Lashon.
That he.
I would guess it's he imposed upon us. Yeah, like, or he. set up on us.
Yeah, set up this kind of.
Awesome. All right, let's see if we're right. 10:33 is... oh no, he's describing what we did. We also instituted commandments upon ourselves to give one third of a shekel yearly towards the service of the temple of our God. And it says the drasha is mitzvos,
not mitzvah.
So you see from there that it's equating one mitzvah of tzedakah, which is a shlishi shekel, which is the minimum number for tzedakah, right? And it's calling it mitzvos. And so that's an allusion to kol mitzvos. That's how the Meir is explaining it. V'chin dimu, v'chin, I don't know, it's damo hama'alim. Oh, dimu. No, it is dimu. Dimu hamalim ayin mimena la'ovid avodah zara. They compare one who hides his eye from tzedakah to someone who's worshiping avodah zara. That was, I quoted that, I didn't know I was quoting, but I quoted that in my Sunday shiur, the guy who fell off the ladder and then almost got like a skila. And he looked through his actions and said, I didn't do anything with this skila. And then one of his students said, if you avoided giving tzedakah, that's comparable to ovid avodah zara. So I guess that's what he was quoting. Yeah, I'm not going to read through the whole meiri here. So that's just something we can take into account here. I don't know if that is the Rambam source, but that's what Kafa thinks. Okay. And then one more thing I found, and then one more idea I have, and then we'll see what we can figure out. I know I'm skipping here, but I was looking into this pasuk in Yeshayahu of Tum B'Mishpat Tibedeh, and the Mahari Kara says half of what I said, but then he takes the other half further. So I said that this is clearly not talking about the Maisei of Tzedakah in terms of just giving money, right? So he says this really interesting thing. Okay, so Tzion b'mishpat tifdeh, tipadeh, the mishpat shiaseh ba, through the mishpat that is done in it, tipadeh, it will be redeemed. So in other words, when Tzion implements mishpat, okay, in its midst, not like, I've heard that this is, you know, the Shinu in Nuschaos about the Uvnei Yushalayim, Rukosh Mim Ramin, Rosh Hashem Bunei, Barachma of Yushalayim, or Bonei Yushalayim.
Yeah.
So I've heard that the machlokes comes down to the fact that there's two psukim, one that says something about Tzion being redeemed in Rachmim, the other one says it's redeemed in Mishpat. And I've heard that that's the source for this. I haven't looked it up recently, but he's not learning it that way. He's not learning that we will be redeemed through justice, meaning like in accordance with Midas Adin, we will be redeemed. He's saying through the zuchus of doing Mishpat. Okay, but then here's the cool part. Not that Mishpat is not cool. The Shaveh Habitzdaka, Him Osan Shiashuva El Tzion. So Shaveh, its returnees are the ones who return to Tzion. Min HaMakomos Asher Navotusham, from the places that they're scattered. Be'ezeh Zechus HaGalios Miskabatos B'chozros L'Tzion. Through what merit are the exiles going to be gathered in and returned to Tzion? Yishvil HaEmes V'HaTzedek Shiashuva Lios Anshe Emes V'Tzdaka. Through the Emes and Tzedek that they return to become men of truth and righteousness. The da shebchol makom shetimsa tzedaka eitzel mishpat. Anytime you find tzedaka next to mishpat, osa tzedaka ena nesinas maos. That tzedaka is not referring to giving money. Ela lashon din emes. It's talking about a din emes. And then I couldn't figure out what this word is in whatever language it is. Dreitura. I don't know where Mahari Kara is from. In laws, I don't know what laws it is. And I couldn't associate to English word. That sounds like it. So
did you check
I didn't check. I didn't check.
That might have
yeah. Right, Torah. Yeah, I don't know. Is that only for Rashi?
Targum laws.
Right, sure. I can look it up.
It's also for Torah.
So. Okay, so we'll hope that someone else uses a similar term. Right, Torah. DR. Or I mean, whatever. I'm not seeing it. Yeah. All right. I'll have to ask online. Okay, fine. So then he says, "V'chein lasos tzedaka mishpat, v'chein vayhi David osim mishpat utzedaka l'chu amo, v'chein mishpat v'tzedek tireh b'medina, v'chein kulam." And he says this really tantalizingly anger-provoking phrase, "Umyutan shekasati l'cha yoru al ruban." So. Okay, well, that's not the part that angers me. I'll tell you what angers me in a second. It says the few examples that I mentioned will indicate all of them, right? Like we'll teach you about all of them. What angers me is so frustrating when there's like a key thing like this and it's like buried away in a comment in Yeshayahu, you know? Like I wish that there were, you know, Like, I guess this is what Torah's Chaim is for in the footnotes. I don't know why I'm pointing that way. There's no Torah's Chaim there. But I guess through the wall there is. Yeah. My finger was finding the way. Torah's Chaim is really good at like culling all the important sources. But like, you know, this is on the concept of like when it says tzedakah and mishpat together. And he doesn't, here's what bothered me. He doesn't say this on his commentary on Bereishis on the pasuk that we read, lasos tzedakah mishpat. He only says it here. And then another thing, by the way, which I think is even better, I don't know exactly what this is, but it's a very Ahat Torah type thing. It's Rav Yosef Kara al Hagahos al Rashi. So Rashi here says, "V'mishpat tipade aydei shihu ba osei mishpat through the fact that they do mishpat tipade it will be redeemed avanoseha v'shaveha those who return osei teshuva shabasocha the ones who do teshuva in it." Then the Mahar, I guess this is Mahari writing of Loss on Rashi. He says, "V'shaveha bitzdaka b'matzdike atman." Those who make themselves righteous is what it is referring to. So it is also talking about midos of tzedakah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those are all the manuscripts it comes from. Yeah. Okay. So that's another clue. So you know, I don't think that drastically changes everything, but it does verify what my assumption was that this is not. So it's not just talking about money. It's not just talking about doing tzedakah. It's talking about embodying tzedakah, which really fits in with the Zera Avraham thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, and tzaddik is Zera Avraham, right? That's why we call it tzaddik. Okay, one more step I took, which and this is all I got. Ein kisei Yisrael miskonin v'das emes omeda. So I was trying to think, what do we mean by kisei versus das? And both of them are lashon of standing and through tzedakah. So any intuitions on that? Yeah. In kisei Yisrael miskonin v'das emes omedes ela b'staka.
It's like why specifically Yisrael?
No, why specifically kisei and das emes? Like what are those two? What's that duo? And why only through tzedakah? Throne, yeah. So just throw this out there here. So, you know, we are familiar with Judaism only really as a das emes, right? Because that's the only entity that exists right now. But we all, obviously we know that Torah is also a, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, it's a monarchy, but with the word I'm looking for is a political entity, right? It's a political entity. So it's a political entity and a religion and a ethical entity, right? So politics and ethics. So what this is saying is that tzedakah, that, you know, you have other thrones, for example, that persist through other means. For example, you can have a monarchy that persists through tyranny and power and gathering resources or whatever. Yisrael, Malchus Yisrael cannot last from that. Malchus Yisrael is established on tzedakah. And without tzedakah, it won't last. Now, whether you understand that mishleically / tehillimly or hashgachically, you know, you can't have the malchus that last without tzedakah. And that's why Bais Rishon was destroyed, according to the Nevi'im, for refusal to do tzedakah and mishpat, like all throughout the thing. That was the thing that did them in. And then the Das HaEmes, what I was thinking of here, and this is a little sketchy, okay, but I associated to the second mission in Pirkei Avos. It's sketchy just because I don't know if I'm just projecting here, but I'll read the association. In chapter one, Mishnah two, Shimon Tzadikaya mi shiari anjekin esagdola huhai omer al shlosha devarim ha'olam omeid. So on three things, the world stands. Al ha-Torah, great website. Val ha-Voda, val gulus kasadim. Okay, so the Rambam says, so the, you know, the Rambam's interpretation of that. I mean, everyone quotes that, but people don't really explain it. You know, al Torah v'avodah v'gimlus kasadim. It's a weird statement. Yeah. I also did that. So I had to look it up. Okay, so it says, "Amar ki b'mada v'hi haTorah." So he learns Torah as all knowledge. Okay, uva ma'alos hamidosios, and on ethical virtues v'him gimlus kasadim. Okay, that's gimlus kasadim. Ubekim mitzvos haTorah v'him hakorbanos. So those are the three categories. So in other words, he's saying that those three are really just like prime specimens of a larger category. So when it says Torah is like the best knowledge, but it's really talking about all knowledge. Gimlus Chasadim is like top, you know, sign of midos, but it's talking about all midos. And Korbanos are like a paradigm of avoda, and that's talking about avoda of mitzvos. And then Ha'olam Omed is Hasmadas Tekinus Ha'olam Usidirus Mitzuso Al Ha'ofen Hayoser Shalim, is the perpetual correctness of the world or establishment of the world and the order of its existence in the best way. Okay, so what I was wondering is this could mean that also, which is that you don't, like, theoretically you can have a functioning, I'm just going to say this, I don't know if it's true or not. You can have a functioning, like, American government without having all the people involved in tzedakah. All right, like, America is not set up for tzedakah, whatever, you know, but you can't have the Kisei Yisrael as a political entity or the Das Emes in terms of achieving its goals without tzedakah as a foundational, like, characteristic. Yeah.
Because as I say, imagine like Sommer, imagine that function without the financial network and tzedakah it has. It compared to like the, say, Nachasid groups where their trophies are basically non-functional.
So are you talking about tzedakah like literally like the revenue from tzedakah?
Basically in terms of revenue from tzedakah and that being the basis of the community structure.
So that's not how I'm learning it. Yeah, I mean, I that might be true what you're saying. I'm learning it though that as I'm getting this from the first statement and the third statement. Those sound like values of tzedakah in terms of the people, not like the not as like a practical thing.
Well, it has to be through into the practical, right?
In some sense, it has to be. But what did you have in mind?
I mean, you know, I'm just saying, just to maybe play devil's advocate for Yosef, right? If you have the value, but it doesn't,
In that sense, yeah. Meaning, if the value doesn't manifest itself in action, then it's not going to work. Yeah, like, correct. Anyway. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. So you know, if we have any more ideas, we can always return to this. Mm-hmm. But at least we examined it and did our due diligence. All right. So plan next week is to continue on. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, due diligence.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweis. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweis Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweis, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweis@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweis@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.